My name is Leonard Kemp, and I am a juvenile lifer. At the age of 15 years old, I committed a violent crime that led me to prison with a life sentence. Now, before I get in depth into the crime I committed, I'd like to give you a little background on how I became a teenager who would do such a thing. Like many young black men, I lived in a poor community that was high in crime and drug abuse. My household was very dysfunctional, and my father wasn't present. My mother was addicted to drugs at a very early age in my life. This affected me in so many ways. By being exposed to crime and drug abuse at a very young age, I normalized this lifestyle. And while normalizing this lifestyle and this behavior, I was suffering from depression. The neglect I felt from my parents was unbearable. I didn't know how to cope with the pandemic issue. And in my community, sadness and showing emotion was considered a weakness. And so I soon realized that anger was accepted. So I turned my sadness into anger. And my anger soon turned into violence. My willingness to be violent gained acceptance from my peers. So in July 2007, I committed a terrible crime. I robbed and shot Antonio Baxter for his cell phone. I was hanging out with a few older guys when I robbed Antonio. My co-defendant noticed that he had a cell phone and said, "Hey, let's go get his phone." Knowing that I had a gun on me, I knew his request was directed towards me, so I agreed. We confronted Antonio and asked him for his cell phone. When he replied no, I shot a round off to scare him to give me the phone. And when I asked him again, he told me no. I didn't know what to do because this was the first time I did something like that. And from the movies I watched, people would normally comply to the demand the robbers would give. So I just grabbed the phone and ran away. In doing so, Antonio chased after me. Antonio and I had got into a tussle. So I pulled out the gun and shot him in the shoulder to get him off of me. He took a step back and I got up and ran away. At the time, I really didn't understand how serious my actions were until I was arrested. While in juvenile hall, I was able to gain responsibility and earn right from wrong from the counselors that worked at the facility. But the court system believed that I should not be in juvenile court. It was sent to adult court. While at adult court, I felt that it was my responsibility to take accountability for my actions. So I tried to settle my case with the DA and was willing to serve 20 years in prison for the crime I committed at 15 years old. But the DA refused to settle my case, resulting in two trials. I was found guilty and sentenced.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
I was found guilty and was sentenced to 32 years to life as a juvenile. I understand that the crimes I committed were 100% wrong, and I shall be punished for them. But I don't believe the time I received was fair, especially considering the fact that California passed the law 1391, making anyone under the age of 15 no longer to be tried as an adult. But because this law isn't retroactive, meaning anyone that was already sentenced, this law doesn't apply to, I believe that justice and equality should be applied to everyone, whether you have a felon or not. Thank you for listening to my story.